Let's begin by singing the scale up and down 3 times, getting faster and faster. Now, you're already getting pretty good at this. Let's go. Ready? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Again. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Again. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. If you have finished page 28 in the Magic of Inner Hearing workbook and can sing sight singing E without a mistake, you are ready to enjoy this tape. Make sure you have a pencil and the Magic of Inner Hearing workbook. If you do not have a pencil or the workbook, stop the tape and get one now. If you do have it, then you're ready to begin the fun of learning to hear with your eyes, to see with your ears, and to write what you create in your mind. Let's start off again with developing our rhythmic skills. Listen carefully and learn well. As you recall, the rhythmic echo game is played with me clapping a rhythm, followed by you echoing the rhythm. Let's begin. 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1 and 2, 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Good. Let's go for our second set of 10. 1, ready, go. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's continue with melodic echoing. Melodic echoing is just like rhythmic echoing, except we work on pitch and melody. I will sing a 4-beat melody, and you will sing it back to me. We will sing 2 sections of 10 patterns each. Let's begin. Do, re, mi, fa. Do, fa, fa, do. Do, fa, mi, fa. Do, fa, fa, mi, fa. Fa, mi, re, do. Fa, mi, mi, re, do. Do, fa, sol, sol. Do, sol, fa, fa. Do, do, sol, sol. Do, so, fa, fa. How'd you do? I'll bet you're doing really well. Let's go for our second set of 10 now. Ready? Go. Do, fa, do, fa. Do, ti, do, fa. Do, fa, so, la. So, la, ti, do. So, so, la, ti, do. So, mi, do, ti. Do, so, so, so. Do, so, la, la. Do, re, mi, fa. Do, fa, do, fa. like cold cereal? I must confess that if I was not careful, I could easily turn into a cold cerealaholic. I love the stuff, particularly Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. And one of my favorite things to do as I eat my cold cereal in the morning is to read the box. Do you ever read the cold cereal box as you eat cold cereal? I must read that silly box 10 times or more before it is empty, sometimes 10 times during one eating of a bowl of cereal. I even read the ingredients and nutritional information. Perhaps you are the same way. However, because I read the nutritional information, I noticed a shift in the way cereals were packaged a few years ago. It used to be that the cereal companies would put next to their nutritional information the MDR of the essential vitamins and minerals that were in the cereal. MDR means minimum daily requirement. After years of printing it that way, some interested man went to the cereal companies and asked, "What does minimum daily requirement mean?" They told him that MDR was the least amount of that vitamin or mineral a person could stay alive with if he was flat on his back and didn't move for 24 hours. In other words, there wasn't enough nutrition to keep a person alive unless he didn't move all day, not even move enough to eat the cereal. This man found the discovery very interesting, and when he published his findings, many people in America were very upset. Consequently, cereals and other companies changed the MDR, minimum daily requirement, to RDR, recommended daily requirement. Or in other words, the amount of that vitamin or mineral a normal living person would need to stay healthy. I bring this up only to make a point that while it is easy to laugh at those companies for going for minimums, we find ourselves frequently doing the same thing. Some students practice just enough to get by in their lessons. They work through the theory sheets just enough to say they did them. They make their beds just enough to report to their parents that they made their bed. However, people who live on minimum efforts are bound to receive minimum rewards. People who go for maximums, the maximum daily requirements, are bound to get the maximum rewards out of life. When my oldest son started taking piano lessons, I happened to be passing through the music room and stopped for a moment to listen to him struggle with a little folk song. The song was not that hard. I listened for a while and asked, "Son, how long have you been on that piece?"
3 weeks, he replied cheerfully.
3 weeks, I said with amazement. 3 weeks and you haven't passed it off yet?
Well, Dad, he countered with a twinkle in his eye, when I started lessons, you told me that I had to practice every day, not pass my pieces off.
We both laughed at his creativity in sustaining a minimum daily requirement type of effort, just enough to get by, just enough to keep Dad and his teacher happy. I sat down next to him, and we spent the next little while talking about going for maximums, not minimums. Strive to reach the horizons of your ability. Go for maximums, the stuff that will make you a strong person. Minimums will barely keep you alive. The best that life has to offer is served to those who have printed on their personal list of ingredients maximum daily requirements. Now turn to page 29 in your Magic of Inner Hearing workbook. In front of you is sightsinging sheet F. On sightsinging sheet F, we add the new syllable fa. Fa is found on the first space of the staff. Follow along with me as I sing the first three measures of this song. So, mi, so, mi, so, fa, and there it is, right on the first space of the staff. So, fa, mi. Let's go through exercise one. First of all, let's clap the rhythm. Look at the time signature. How many beats are in each measure? That's right. One, two, go. One, two, three. 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 Now let's sing it three times
First time with me, second time with the piano, and third time by yourself. Ready? Here we go. So mi, so mi, so fa mi, so fa mi, re do do, ti do. Ready? Go. Again, without the piano, ready, go. The second song is Fooling Around. Let's try clapping it. Look at the time signature. How many beats are in each measure? That's right. One, two, ready, go. One, two, three, four. 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 Now let's sing it three times. Once with me, once by yourself, and then once without the piano. Ready? Go. Do, mi, do, re, mi. Do, re, mi, fa, so. So, mi, so, fa, mi, so, fa, mi, re, do. Now by yourself. Now without the piano, ready, go. Great. Now let's go to diving, the last piece on Sightseeing F. Look at the time signature. How many beats are in each measure? That's right. Let's clap the rhythm. One, two, three, count. One, two, three, four. 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 Let's sing it three times. First with me, then with the piano, then by yourself. Ready? Go. Do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, fa, do, fa, so, so, fa, mi, re, so, fa, mi, re, so, re, re, so, do. Now by yourself, ready, go. Without the piano, ready, go. That was great. Let's go back through every song from the top. This time, we will only sing it twice. First with me, then by yourself. We will start with exercise one at the top of the page. One, two, ready, go. So, mi, so, mi, so, fa, mi, so, fa, mi, re, do, do, ti, do. Now by yourself, ready, go. Around. Ready, go. Do, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so, so, mi, so, fa, mi, so, fa, mi, re, do. Now by yourself, ready, go. That's great. go for the maximum benefit. Go for your maximum effort. Kick in with some enthusiasm and energy, and you'll learn these things faster. Diving, first time. Ready? Go. Do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, fa, do, fa, so. So, fa, mi, re, so, fa, mi, re, so, re, re, so, do. Now by yourself, ready, go. Congratulations, you have learned another sight singing sheet. Sight read through this every day as a part of your regular practice until you can sing it easily and effortlessly. At that point, you are ready to start the magic of inner hearing, tape G. Turn to page 30 in your magic of inner hearing workbook. Notice that there is a right-hand column and a left-hand column. I will clap one of the two rhythms next to each number. Watch both rhythmic examples carefully and circle the one that I clap. I will clap each example two times. As I clap it the second time, check your work. Keep counting in your head as I clap the rhythm, and you will find it easier to do. Let's begin. Number one. One, two, three, four. Second time. One, two, three, four. The answer was left side. Number two. One, two, three, four. Second time. One, two, three, four. The answer to number two was left side. Number three. One, two, three, four. Number three, second time. One, two, three, four. The answer to number three was right side. Number four. One, two, three, four. Number four, second time. One, two, three, four. The answer to number four was right side. Number five. One, two, three. Second time. One, two, three. The answer to number five was right side. Number six. One, two, three. Second time. One, two, three. The answer to number six was right side. Number seven. One, two, three, four. Number seven, second time. One, two, three, four. The answer to number seven was left side. Count the number correct and place it at the bottom of the page. If you got six or seven correct, you're doing very well. Turn to page 31 in your Magic of Inner Hearing workbook. Again, we have a right hand and a left hand column. This time, instead of clapping a rhythm, I will play a melody on the piano. Choose from the right hand column or the left-hand column, the melody that I played. I will play each melody two times. Check your work as it is played the second time. Number one. Number one, second time. The answer was right side. Number two. Second time. The answer was right side. Number three. Second time. The answer was right side. Number four. Second time. The answer was left side. Number five. Second time. The answer was right side. Number six. Second time. The answer was right side. Number seven. Second time. The answer was left side. Count the number correct and write it under the seventh example. I'll bet you did very well. Turn to page 32 in your Music Wonderful Music workbook. You are going to do this worksheet and the composition at the bottom of page 31 by yourself without the tape. What wonderful, useful skills you were developing. You were learning to go for maximums, not minimums, because you want the maximum out of life, not the minimum. Skills that will enhance the enjoyment you receive out of life, and your ability to enhance the enjoyment of the life of other people through your service because of the skills that you are developing. When you are finished with page 32, and you are finished with the sight singing, and you have composed your piece, you will be ready to go on to the magic of inner hearing, side G, section 1. Turn off the tape and begin sharpening your skills on page 32 and 31 now.